Good morning. Another mild start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures mainly in the 60s overnight, and now early this morning, some clouds creeping in off a south breeze. The Atlantic Ocean producing that moisture, which will hang on in spots today with partly to mostly cloudy skies across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, while the rest of the region will enjoy a mix of sun and clouds throughout the afternoon. A disturbance along the eastern seaboard will creep up the coast, and another system out toward the Great Lakes will head in our direction from the west. Still, though, high pressure overhead will dominate today, keeping the weather mainly dry throughout the region as temperatures reach the high 70s and lower 80s on average. That front from the west will get closer tonight, and we run the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 60s. For tomorrow, with the front over top of us, mostly cloudy skies, it'll be humid, with showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the area. Some of the thunderstorms could produce some heavier downpours, temperatures still reaching the lower to mid-80s. That front will push off the eastern seaboard on Wednesday night. Still the risk of a shower or two, especially in New England on Thursday morning. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for everyone on Thursday afternoon, and temperatures even warmer behind the front, with highs reaching the middle 80s. Temperatures go up from there as we head toward the weekend, with readings in the upper 80s to around 90 for the period Friday through Sunday. And with weak disturbances passing through the jet stream flow, we run the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms each day through the weekend. We'll continue with the theme for a little bit of unsettled weather heading into the early part of next week on Monday, with highs staying in the middle to upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the southeastern states, southern Appalachians, and the Carolinas. There is also a slight risk of severe storms across portions of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. In the southeast, damaging winds will be the primary hazard, with some hail possible as well, with a re-energized thunderstorm complex as it moves through the region. Meanwhile, along the Canadian border, moderate amounts of buoyancy and vertical shear suggest severe hail and wind will be possible, with the strongest storms as they develop ahead of a speed max today. And in the Atlantic Ocean, a weak area of low pressure associated with a tropical wave located about 1,100 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands continues to produce disorganized shower and thunderstorm activity. Environmental conditions appear conducive for some gradual development over the next few days, and this system has a 20% chance of becoming a tropical cyclone during the next 48 hours as it moves westward at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida at 9:18 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Europan, Mexico at 7:41 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 34 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Clinton Lake, Kansas. The 108-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1999 by 6 degrees. There were 6 daily record lows at Silver Lake, Oregon. It was 28 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set in 1993. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 63. 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 73, that's 1 degree above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82. The average low 62, the record high 98 set in 1917, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m. 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the risk of a thunderstorm across the higher terrain, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower or storm, and lows in the lower 60s, although back into the 50s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with just the risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower or storm and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, just the risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower or storm and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the mid-80s. Just an isolated thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny and warmer in the upper 80s. Upper 80s to around 90 for both Saturday and Sunday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, and highs staying in the 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.